Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Hello and welcome to the Green Industry Podcast, your guide for growing lawn care and landscape startups into a thriving business. This show is dedicated to helping you improve your business and achieve financial success. Your host, Paul Jamison, is the best-selling author of Cut That Grass and Make That Cash and The Lawn Care Advantage, Winning Strategies for a Thriving Landscaping Business. Join us as Paul shares his expertise and passion, helping you create a prosperous future. Now, here's your host, Paul Jamison.
Hanging out at the LCR Summit here in Atlanta, Georgia, my boy Jeremy Talboy.
That's it.
Who is a fellow Atlanta landscaper here.
That's right.
And we got to get to know each other because we have very similar stories. You have a huge business here in Atlanta, but we both got our humble starts watching YouTube videos with Jonathan Potashnik,
that's right,
Lawn Care Millionaire, and Keith Kalfas.
That's right. They were kind of my mentors back in the day from the very beginning, and they were mentoring me and advising me from a distance, and they didn't even know it. So when I started my company, it was just a mower and myself.
What year was it?
2010.
Okay. I started 2011.
Yeah, so it was the very end of the summer, so technically 2011. But started trying to figure out what I was going to do, and naturally started with the research. YouTube, Google, all that stuff, and here comes Jonathan Potashnik and Keith Kalfas, and I watched them, and they kind of had the secret sauce of how to get started. So I took pieces from them and everybody else that you kind of go down the rabbit hole, you know, and piece from everybody, and I created my way to do it. So here I am now, sitting next to a star.
I was starstruck because Jonathan was in here. We got to interview him, and he's gone on to build his landscaping business that he doesn't even do anything, really. Naylor went there one time, and he didn't even know. They have storage units where they keep all their stuff. They don't have a shop.
Right.
He didn't even know the code to get in.
Yeah.
Like, that's how hands-off of his business he is.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, whole thing's just running.
That's great. I don't subscribe to that. I like to see what's going on day to day.
Exactly. But my point in saying all that is, in addition to that, he started a CRM, Service Autopilot,
right,
built it huge and sold it for a boatload of money. Now he travels the world and stays at 5-star resorts and has a butler.
That's right. And wings at his house, right? Not chicken wings, but wings, West Wing, East Wing, right?
So I was like starstruck getting to talk to him because I watched all his videos. Yeah. What was it like seeing Keith and Jonathan for the first time in person after watching all those videos?
Same thing, starstruck, but also there's a level of admiration and appreciation and respect. And I told both of them when I introduced myself, I just want to say thank you. You know, and I'm not an isolated story. There's plenty of people out there that they have benefited from their advice, and that's what you do, right? You look at people that know what they're doing, and you follow what they have done. And there will come a time in your life where you have people that show you the right way to do it, and even people that show you the wrong way to do it. And those two were two of the people that showed me the right way to do it. And there's a handful of other people, but those were the two most influential. And that's the reason I signed up for this. Been talking to you. I saw the flyer for it, and I saw that they were here, and it was a no-brainer. I mean, it's right up the street. I got three of my friends now, right, that are there. So it was a no-brainer, and one of the best decisions I've ever made. So super awesome. And when you get to meet him, anybody who's ever been starstruck, you start sweating, you get kind of nervous, you don't know what to say, your hands get clammy, right? Eminem, right? 8 Mile.
I was nudging
right,
you. Right. I could tell. Yeah. I was like, come on, just go say
well,
hi.
No, well, Keith, everybody else, it was okay. Keith was busy. Keith's on a mission, man. He's setting up his cameras. He's doing all that. So, you know, I give him the respect, let him do his thing. So what did I do? I caught him when he was trying to eat. So, but yeah, it was awesome. And again, I think the most important thing to take from that is that the first thing I did was tell them I appreciate it, because I don't think they understand how much they helped me. They have no idea. They didn't know me from Adam before today. So again, thank you guys for all the instruction and the guidance that you didn't even know you were giving me. So
I got my start in Lawrenceville, 2011. Where did you get your start? Tell us the
yeah,
humble
so
beginning.
Swanee. Okay. Competing with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I was chucking the truck, man.
So was I. That's how I started. Yeah. So my Genesis story is I went to college. I played baseball at West Georgia. I was going to school to be a history teacher. I got a history major. Archaeology, I wanted to be Indiana Jones. Watched those movies when I was younger, and that was what I wanted to do, and I wanted to be a baseball coach. Well, towards the end of my college career, I decided I wanted to be an entrepreneur. The reason how I came about to that was watching The Prophet, Marcus Lemonis, The Prophet on MSNBC or CNBC, Shark Tank, Bar Rescue, programs like that. And it was like, you know what? I think I want to start a business. I chose landscape because I figured I had no real world experience at that time. It would be the easiest to learn. Mm-hmm. So my last semester, I'm in the back of my classes trying to graduate, figuring out names, drawing up logos for my landscape company. And the day I graduated, I had told my dad, and he said, well, we need to go get you a truck and a mower. And we did. We went down to Howard Brothers.
Shout out Howard
yeah,
Brothers.
Yeah, right. Went down there and they helped me out.
Buford Highway 1?
Yeah, right there in Duluth. Absolutely. Doug Howard helped us out, actually. And I didn't even know how to drive the mower. I got a big zero turn.
48-inch X-Mark?
No, I was like a 52 maybe. Okay. But yeah, X-Mark for sure. And I remember Doug pulled it out and he said, all right, it's all yours. Everything's good. We put it on the card, all that. So I financed everything. And I was like, Doug, I'm going to need you to pull it up on the truck. And he's like, really? And I said, yeah, man, never done it before. And I'm not making a fool out of myself here at the Howard Brothers parking lot. So he pulled it up. Yeah, I trained myself a little bit, made a fool out of myself in my own front yard, scalped it, killed the bushes, did all that stuff, and went door to door. And what happened was I figured out my monthly cost. It broke down to about $50 a day. And this is kind of a little divine intervention. It broke down to $50 a day. I knew I needed to make $50 a day to cover my truck payment, a little bit of gas, and my mower, all that equipment payment. I go to the neighborhood next door, and I'm driving around.
What neighborhood is this? I know the area.
Vanderbilt.
So. Okay.
So I lived right next to North Gwinnett and North Point. Mm-hmm. Come out, take a left, Vanderbilt right there. There was a real estate agent, and she came out of the house, and she flagged me down, divine intervention. And she said, hey, I'm showing this house tomorrow. Will you cut it for me?
Wow.
And I said, sure. And she said, I will give you $50.
Wow.
And I was like, hey. So I cut that grass, and I'm packed up and went home for the day. And I said, if I could just do that every day, we're going to be rocking and rolling, see how I can do it 2 times a day or 3 times a day. So that was kind of the genesis of that. As we went on, I realized very quickly I'm not a landscaper, and I never was. I'm an entrepreneur. I wanted to be a business owner. My quality of work was not the best. I had no formal training. I didn't know. And that's where the videos came in. How to price things, how to trim a bush correctly. And that's how they popped up.
Mm-hmm.
So it became very clear to me that I was really good at getting business and meeting people and talking to people and earning their trust and getting them to sign on with me. Where I struggled was executing the mm-hmm. promises and making the property look good. So at that point, I started hiring people. I had no choice. It was either hire people and give up that income and share the money, or go out of business and find something else to do. So I hired some talented people. And that became very, very apparent very quickly that was the way to go. That allowed me to, as everybody says, get out of the business, work on the business as opposed to in the business. And then I was able to focus on marketing and finding more people and scaling and, you know, building a business. And that's what I did. We focused on residential maintenance for just 2 years or so. And then I met Ed Sesniak with Georgian Landscape Design. He was my real mentor face to face. I owe a lot to Ed. Ed taught me a lot. Ed was towards the end of his career. He was 70 when I met him. He has since retired and moved to South Carolina. He had his company, Georgian Landscape Design. They did all enhancement work, no maintenance. Mm-hmm. I had a client that wanted a little retaining wall, and they said, I need a designer or an architect. Little 2-foot wall. You don't need an architect for that. I didn't know. So in the Swanee Magazine, if you're familiar, Ed used to write a column in the Swanee Magazine. And so you would open up the first page and it would be a column about something unlandscape related, but he would sign his name, Ed Sesniak, Georgian Landscape Design. So when my client said, I need a designer or an architect for this little wall, which they did not need, I didn't know who to call, but that stuck in my head. I will go get a Swanee Magazine and I will call Ed. So I did. We had a great conversation. He asked me if I would meet him for lunch, Taco Mac in Swanee. So we went out there. We had some tacos and we hit it off. And he was, in every sense of the word, a mentor. And we just clicked. And he said, yes, I will come help you. As a matter of fact, all I do is design build. And the crew that I use, the subcontracting crew that I use, another divine intervention, they are booked up on their own job for the next 3 months. So if you would like, I have this little bucket of jobs and we can start rolling together. And so we did. And we did job after job after job. And we rolled together for 4 or 5 years, something like
retaining
that.
Retaining walls, what else?
Anything and everything. Solid irrigation, mulch, plantings, a lot of paver patios, a lot of flagstone, outdoor fireplaces, fire pits, anything and everything outside of the home. And as we rolled, we added more things. Ed, he worked at IBM and Deloitte, and he was retired. There's a program in Georgia, and I don't know if it still exists, but it did back then, where if you were over 50 or 55, you could go back to school for free, kind of like a Hope Scholarship sort of thing. He was retired from IBM, and he was bored. So he went and got a horticulture degree and went to landscape design school. So for him, this was an opportunity for him to stay busy, right? If you retire, you expire. There's an old expression, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, especially from that generation, they work and work and work. So for him, it wasn't a career. He wasn't looking to get rich or anything. He was well set financially. He was looking to stay busy. For me, on the other hand, I was in my 20s. I'm trying to build something. At the time, I did not have a wife. I did not have any kids. I didn't own a house. I didn't have anything. All I had was big dreams. Mm-hmm. But Ed was, again, a mentor. He had a lot of sales knowledge, a lot of just general life knowledge. I mean, the man's 70, right? He taught me a lot, landscape, business, and life. And so there was an issue with that as far as where do we take the company? Because my goals were way up here, and he didn't want the burden of all the work. But I convinced him that I will handle all that. So we had a profit sharing agreement, and I essentially took all of my profit and rolled it into marketing, getting an office, hiring somebody to answer the phones, and it worked out well. The thing that Ed gave me, one of the many things he gave me, was a great reputation. You know, he had 15, 18 years of just rolling by himself and doing it solo, nothing but 5-star reviews. I always called him the mayor. He could have run and won in a landslide to be the mayor of Swanee. He knew everybody. Mm-hmm. His reputation was stellar. And one of the lessons that he taught me is to be very customer centric. Jeremy, and that's why we mesh so well, because of ethics and integrity. Always do what you got to do to make sure that the customer is taken care of.
Synced Live 2024 in Atlanta, Georgia is the premier event in the green industry that showcases unique products and solutions for your business. From top industry leaders sharing their knowledge through engaging presentations to networking opportunities with top industry brands and fellow attendees, all on the showroom floor. Get your tickets at SyncedLive.com and join us this February in Atlanta, where landscape design, build, and maintenance come together under one roof.
You're out there in the field mowing lawns, making money, working hard, but for every dollar you make, you're worried. Worried that you spend too much, worried that you won't make payroll, or worried you'll generate a big financial mistake. Simply put, you don't know your numbers. You're not alone. The Landscaping Bookkeeper has helped dozens of eager lawn care owners organize their numbers, learn the language of business, and build a solid financial foundation. Start your journey from simply earning money to creating a long-lasting source of income today by scheduling a free 15-minute phone call at thelandscapingbookkeeper.com.
Are you looking to supercharge your lawn care business? Check out Footbridge Media. They'll optimize your online presence, manage your reviews, and provide personalized marketing consulting, all under a fixed price pledge with no hidden charges and a 90-day money-back guarantee. It's time to take your business to the next level. Visit greenindustrypodcast.com now to discover more about Footbridge Media, your bridge to success.
Always do what you got to do to make sure that the customer is taken care of. So with that, I already had an awesome little base on the design side of just five-star reviews and reputation that I was able to take and put scalability to. So again, I took my portion of the money and I built it, and we built it into something awesome. And then Ed had his first grandchild around 2020, 2019, something like that. And I kept telling him, Ed, you need to go. They lived in Charleston. Instead of going to visit every quarter, why don't you think about going out there and living out there? So he decided that he was going to, and I was able to purchase buy him out. So that is my design side. That does all residential design build. I mean, all sorts of makeovers, pools. I mean, anything and everything outside.
What revenue do you guys do a year, and what of it is enhancements and what of it is
Okay, so last year we did just over $8 million total company-wide. The maintenance is all commercial now. Even last year, the maintenance brought in about $1.5 million.
That's MOAs, trim, blow.
Yeah, but then I do all commercial, so I do HOAs, I do retail spaces, and I do a lot of apartment complexes. With that is a lot of enhancement opportunity. So the numbers get a little muddy and a little gray, and they overlap a lot because the maintenance brings in that contracted price, but they all need mulch, they all need pine straw, they all need seasonal color, and then they all need rip and replace of their bushes, this, that, the third. But just for easy math, $1.5 million in maintenance contracts, and then the rest is all design build.
What's been the biggest job you've ever done?
So we actually just finished it. 2 years ago, our record at that time was close to just under $600,000.
One job?
Yeah. Residential too. Up in Lula, it's a beautiful little cabin home, and a investor, I will say, he purchased it and he is putting a lot of money into it. And outdoor kitchen, huge outdoor kitchen, pergolas, the biggest outdoor fireplace I've ever seen. And then just everything else, plants, all sorts of things. However, we passed that this year. We actually just closed out the ticket on it. It was the last project we finished in 2023. It was for a apartment complex in downtown Atlanta. And I'm not 100% sure of the exact total, but it's something like $750,000. And that included, we went in and we took out every tree. We took out all the sidewalks. We took out all the bushes. We installed all new drainage. Every downspout, all sorts of lateral surface runoff, mitigation, irrigation, all new plants, all new trees, all new sidewalks. It is a very construction oriented. So dog park, we do a lot of dog parks, artificial turf, especially on the apartment side. So there's several other elements I'm leaving out, but that's the gist of it. So yeah, we just hit that. And ironically, I guess not ironically, but another blessing, if you will, the investor group for that apartment complex has now asked us to bid a new construction apartment complex. And that bid right now is at $4 million with a $2 million add-on. And all systems look like they're go. So that is going to lead to a bigger project. And we have negotiated back and forth for quite some time. We're very close to getting to it. And that's why I say we're projected to do $15 million this year.
Yeah, I got you.
From $8 million to $15 million. Also, this year we added a pool designer and project manager and salesperson, and he is one of the best in Atlanta.
Who's that?
I can't say his name at this moment, but I will eventually. But he is top notch, and I anticipate that he's going to take us to the next level on the residential side. So we did $8.3 million last year, and I anticipate $15 to $18 million when I add those two components together on top of the organic growth of the commercial maintenance side, which yields all these other opportunities. So, you know, we got big plans, and going back to the, how I started the story, you know, I always had big dreams, and it all started with a mower and an idea. And then watching these guys, you know, how to price commercial properties, how to price just anything. And so again, I thank them a lot. They had a lot to do with my success and how I got started.
That's fantastic. What operations do you have, a CRM, or how do you run the billing and everything?
Yeah, so great question. Back in 2018-ish, I would say, you know, we were still, when we would give a proposal to a client, a homeowner, for let's say a patio and some sod, I mean, we would type it all out. We had a little template. It was a Word document. Mm. And it would project elements, this, that, third, with an associated price. And then somehow on my Instagram or something, Jobber came across. And so I did a lot of research, and I looked at Jobber, and I looked at Service Autopilot, and I looked at Yardbook and a handful of other CRMs. And when I compared everything, at that time, the best fit was Jobber, price-wise and capabilities. So that's what I went with. I will tell you, it's the best decision I ever made. I actually had a designer who joined in 2016, and we call him our senior designer, one, because he's been there the longest with me, and two, he's the oldest. So he will say, I really put the senior in senior designer. But the old adage, it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. He gave me a lot of pushback, and he will tell you, I gave you a lot of pushback. But once I learned it, and it didn't take very long, best decision I ever made, because it's all about efficiency. Mm-hmm. I preach in our morning meetings all the time. I want you guys to work less and make more at every step, no matter what we're doing. And Jobber allowed us to do that. And the thing I love about Jobber, and I'm sure it's true for other CRMs, is, you know, they're constantly adjusting, and they will listen to people like me and take our recommendations, and they will put them in. For instance, Jobber last year or 2 years ago added pictures to the estimates. I actually called that in. Now, I'm not saying that I'm the one that made that happen, but that was an idea that I had, and Jobber allows you to write them an email or talk to somebody and say, hey, I have a recommendation, and they will do their due diligence, and maybe it makes it, maybe it doesn't. But that's one thing that I love about it, is the fact that they customize it based on their client's feedback, and it's cloud-based, so it can be adjusted 24/7. But that's what we use, and I use it for the design side, Georgian Landscape Design. I also use it for North Georgia Landscape Management, which is the commercial landscape, and I also have Haven Outdoors, which is the pools. So I use it for all three of them. I have three separate accounts. I like it that way. They do integrate, but I like to keep the money separate. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, I've been posting golf videos on the social media. You've seen any of those?
Absolutely.
So I can shoot in the 60s, 70s, or 80s.
Yeah, it just depends on the weather, right?
Yeah, but I've never played Cherokee. I've heard about it.
Absolutely.
Where's it at? What road is it?
So it's down in Sandy Springs.
Okay.
It's called Cherokee Town and Country Club. There's actually another location, I believe, downtown, but I'm not sure if there is a golf course there. But okay. Sandy Springs is where the golf course is. They have the north and the south. Primo.
That's nice.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
You're going to get me out there.
Bucket list. Well, yeah, I'm going to get you out there with my friend.
Okay. Yeah. So your friend's a member?
Yeah. Duval is his name. What's up, Duval?
All right, Duval.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, he's got you. He's got you.
Come on. Is it David Duval? Or?
No, I wish. Okay. Right?
Duval.
Duval Brumby is his name. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's
good
go.
Friend of mine, insurance agent. A lot of commercial stuff, actually handles all my policies. So, but yeah, if anybody has a chance, and you will get yours. It is phenomenal. It is a bucket list kind of course. And then, you know, they have a caddy program, which makes it extra special.
I caddied 7th grade through college. I caddied.
Yeah, I caddied at Bears Best. That's how I learned how to play. Yeah. So Sully, he's our caddy typically.
Okay.
He's my favorite. They have a whole bunch, but he was my first. And
now, do you take a cart or you walk?
I mean, you can take a cart, but they're going to make fun of you.
Okay.
So we walk. Okay. Absolutely. But the cart, the caddies take your bags. So you're just walking with your group and you're having nice conversations. The caddies will kind of get you at the tee box, get you set, give you a direction and club you and all that stuff. And then they head down. So
I might film a few videos out
absolutely.
There too.
Absolutely. I would expect nothing less. I would expect nothing less. So, yeah, I look forward to it. It's going to be awesome.
Let people know how they can connect with you on online, your business and whatnot.
Yeah. So we're based in Alpharetta, Georgia. We're in the Atlanta market, NorthGeorgiaLandscape.com, and then GeorgianLandscape.com is our install side. On Instagram, it is Georgian Landscape Design, and then obviously North Georgia Landscape Management. I have two Instagrams because I kind of run them separate, and I put up all sorts of videos from morning meetings with the guys to guys out there building stuff, or even the crew doing their calisthenics in the morning. To get loose and get ready and get that blood flowing so they can go out and win the day.
Nice. Yeah. And thanks again to Naylor for hosting this event. To Kenny, our producer.
What's up, Kenny?
Kenny V.
Kenny V, the man.
So this place is awesome.
Yeah, it is. Fantastic.
So thanks to LCR Summit, the Creator Clubhouse for hosting us here. And hopefully on Instagram soon you'll be seeing me. I don't want to predict the score. What do you shoot, Jeremy?
It depends on the weather.
Okay.
You know,
weather.
I've shot in the upper 60s, but that was back when I was playing a lot. Honestly, when I play with you, it'll probably be 105, but it will be the prettiest 105 you've ever seen. Okay. So if I can keep it in play, I'm gonna hit some nasty shots.
I'm looking forward to it. Let's make it happen.
Absolutely, it will happen. Mark it down.
All right, let's do it. Thanks for coming, and thanks again to everybody. And we'll catch you on the next one.
All right.
Hey, it's Paul. Is it time to elevate your lawn care business with Jobber? As a field service management software, Jobber has been a game changer for me since 2019, streamlining everything from quotes to payments and making customer communication a breeze. Tap the link in our show notes and see why over 200,000 home service pros trust Jobber to grow their business. Click the link in today's show notes or visit getjobber.com/Paul to learn more.
Hey, it's Marty, producer of the Green Industry Podcast. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services that you heard about during the episode. And thanks for listening.